This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Mrs. Ramirez is an elderly woman who lies dying of disseminated colon cancer in a hospital bed at the end of a long corridor. The team caring for her makes morning rounds on all their patients, but for Mrs. Ramirez, they stand outside her hospital room door and quickly review her care. Pain, well controlled. Appetite, poor, but that's expected. Vital signs, stable. The team is harried as usual, and they choose not to enter her room as they perceive that they have really nothing new to tell her, nor nothing else they can do to treat her terminal illness. But the lowly medical student on the team wonders if there isn't something they can do for Mrs. Ramirez, even if it won't help treat her cancer. She's dying alone in the hospital bed. During a seminar a few days later, students debated whether medicine is lacking compassion. Has our focus on disease and cells and molecules pushed aside the culture of compassion which once filled our hospitals? The public still clearly identifies compassion as an essential element of good care. So can we require a return to compassion? Well, we define compassion as an awareness of suffering in someone else, coupled with the express wish to relieve it, not necessarily to eliminate the cause, but to relieve and provide care. Compassion is just one of a number of qualities we desire in our doctors and nurses, caring and sympathy and empathy or others. Compassion cannot be required simply by mandating providers utter a few scripted words. Doctors will complain that today there are new systems at play that drive to shorter hospital stays, require that they spend less time with each patient, that there are more handoffs between doctors, and that there are more doctors involved in providing treatment, but not necessarily providing more care. By rough count, over the 2 weeks that Mrs. Ramirez has been in the hospital, she has seen 23 doctors, but none for more than a few visits. You see, there's little to encourage doctors to go the extra mile for Mrs. Ramirez. By the books, everything that is required for her care is being done. But how do you require or measure compassion and care? Ironically, it turns out that the one who knows Mrs. Ramirez best is the medical student, who realized that something was missing but couldn't even get the team to enter Mrs. Ramirez's room. And there's a good chance that she will soon be indoctrinated and pressured to behave just like all the others. But all is not lost. By changing the incentives, the system can change. Airlines have shown that that's possible. And when waitresses in coffee shops have a smile and a friendly greeting, data shows that the experience by the customer is rated more highly. However, the feelings can't be forced. You're quite good at distinguishing the delivery of required words as opposed to the actual feelings. We need to think of new ways to promote and reward compassion, but requiring it simply won't work. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.